Blog Talk Radio.
No made up nigga, I'm straight up nigga. Still in the projects where I came up nigga. On the scaffold doing 10 sets of 10, getting my weight up nigga.
What up folks, it's your man Beast Run Gun live on the off hat on this wonderful August 9th with my man Mr. Righteous. What's poppin', son?
What's going on, yo?
Not much, not much. How's your Friday going, man? The weekend's here, man. What's poppin' in these streets, yo? You gonna get you some water ice and ride right on the bike like Damon, yo?
I wish, man. I wish. Stuck at freaking work, but you know, it is what it is.
Gotta make that paper, though. Gotta make that paper.
Yeah, you gotta make them donuts, man. Gotta make the donuts.
These kids ain't cheap, man. Kids ain't cheap.
Hell no. Hell no.
So like I said, you are live on the offering with me and my man, Mr. Righteous. M Extra couldn't make tonight. He is doing an event. Shout out to my brother Derek. He's getting married, so they're having a little event for all of us groomsmen. Sorry I couldn't make it up. But I know y'all listening and y'all partying, so much love to you. I'll be there at all the other events. I just couldn't come this week because I'm going away next week. So I had to make sure the wife and everybody is good. So if you got something to say, feel free to call in 646-915-8680. If you want to holler at me and Mr. Righteous, talk about anything you want to talk about. We talk about sports. Football is back. Woo!
Yeah.
Preseason
is here.
Yeah, buddy.
About goddamn time.
Now I can stop reading and start watching TV again. Who wants to read? When's the last time you read a book?
Me?
Never, motherfucker. You see this shoe? It says Adidas.
Oh man! Crazy,
one of the greatest quotes of all time. One of the greatest quotes in history. That was the funniest movie ever. So you excited about football, son?
Hell yeah, man.
What's your Chiefs going to do, y'all?
Man, I hope we do something, man. Shoot. I hope we do some things, man. I just hope Andy don't go out there and chase my running back away, man. He's been a 1,000-yard rusher for the last 2 years, man. I hope he don't chase him away with all his damn throwing he likes to do, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's going to be tough. Hold on real quick. We got called live from the 770. What's popping? You on the off ramp?
What's going on, cuz? Checking in.
Cuz, Jose, what's popping, son?
Man, congratulations, buddy. First time we had a chance
Thanks.
To talk.
Yeah, I know. Thanks, man. You know, it's what happens when you don't put it out. Get a baby. How's Alabama treating you?
Man, we're making it work down here, man. It's good and hot.
Yeah.
Rains every day.
Damn.
Yes, sir.
I hear that. So me and Mr. Rice is just talking about football season. You excited to get football season started?
Oh, man, you know we are, man. I'm ready and waiting, man. It's unbelievable, all the trades and prospects out there, who's going to do what, who's going to perform. They're letting Michael Vick, like, treating him like he's a rookie, made him start the preseason. Man, what's
yeah.
up with that, man? Isn't that your team, man? Why are they treating Michael Vick like that?
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm from South Jersey. You know I love them Eagles, but, yo, the kids got to start from the bottom. Look, we got a new coach. I like it, yo. Yo, your spot ain't safe. This ain't nothing given to you. You didn't do nothing last year. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you earned the 1 year you played great. We kicked Donovan McNabb out. We gave the team.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had a so-so year. So now it's time, you know, things ain't sweet. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't won a playoff game since you was in Atlanta at Green Bay playing against Brett Favre, who's coaching high school now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how many more chances you got? You done killed dogs. You bagging the league. Like, you ain't winning no games. I like Chip Kelly's strategy, man. Ain't nobody spot safe. Make everybody earn it. Everybody.
Okay, that's fair, that's fair. As long as you don't get hurt.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Mr. Wright's team, Kansas City, they got Andy Reid now. What you think about Andy Reid moving to Kansas City?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't know about that. Oh, man.
What you think, Mr. Righteous? You like the move for Andy Reid to Kansas City?
No, the hell I don't. I don't like it, but what can I do? I ain't a GM. Shit. I'd rather went after, like, Cowher or somebody, but they went with Andy, man. Obviously, they must have been watching Andy and wanting Andy because they knew he was on the hot seat because he was hired 2 days after he was fired. You get fired and get hired the next day. What kind of shit is that?
So, yeah.
Obviously, I mean, I don't know, man. I'm just scared, man, because, like I said, man, our running game is pretty good, man. He added a big guy. He drafted a lineman. Okay, I understand that. We might need some more linemen, which is fine, but I just hope he don't start throwing. Hope he don't throw the ball because we don't have receivers like that. We only got Dwayne Bowe. We don't have no other complimentary receivers, man. So, which is my problem, man. We picked up Alex Smith. He's a good quarterback, but he don't like to throw down. He's scared to let that thing go. I think he's scared to let that thing fly downfield, yo. So
yeah,
but
should be real interesting. Hold on, fellas, we got a caller from the 407. You live on the off ramp. What's popping?
Did I make it on the air? My ear.
What?
Tony's in the house.
Oh,
okay.
What, yeah,
okay,
speak up, Tony. You what up, cuz?
What's going on, man?
Now, Mike,
you
how you holding up?
I'm holding out pretty good, man. I only watched 4 hours of football this morning.
You only watched 4 hours? Who'd you watch?
I watched everybody who played last night. I recorded everything.
Oh. See, you got that good DVR, man. I haven't stepped my DVR game up. If I don't catch it live, I'm catching the highlights.
I beat everybody.
Say that again?
I said that's how I beat everybody.
Oh, okay. So what's your
Kansas City, so it matters.
Say that one more time.
I said you guys are talking about Kansas City as though they matter.
Oh, man, we starting this already. Mr. Rogers, he tried to tell your team don't matter, son.
No, we matter. Don't worry. We might shock the world, although I don't like Andy Reid, but we might shock the world.
It would be shocking.
Hey, Tony, ain't you a Jacksonville fan?
No, please. I came from Tampa.
Oh, you a Bucks fan?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm one of them.
Oh, man. Y'all ain't been good since Warren Sapp was there.
Yeah, right. This is the last time they've been to the playoffs.
That's what you guys will compare us to. Hey, it's okay. It's okay. When was the last time you guys went to the playoffs?
We talking about the Eagles or Kansas City? Because we were there before you.
It's been a couple
years.
When
was your last Super Bowl? You guys haven't won a Super Bowl in a while, have you?
Stop living in the past, man. You know, we won a world championship. How many Super Bowls you got? We got a world championship before they called it a Super Bowl. Same difference.
That is true.
Y'all didn't win a Super Bowl since you was in about fourth grade, man. That don't count.
But you guys
you
know
claim that?
Everybody knows the real red team out there is not in Kansas. They're definitely in Florida.
might have told you wrong.
But I do like Alex Smith. I think Andy Reid going out there is a big move. And Jamal Charles, if he stays healthy, is definitely one of the top backs out there.
Yeah, but will he get a chance to run, though? Will he get a chance to run for Andy Reid? Like, if you're talking about, we're talking fantasy. Who's picking up Jamal Charles?
Yeah,
because you got past happy Andy Reid. Like, you're not going to pick up Jamal Charles. He's not. His value dropped.
Yep.
I don't know. Because think of Shady McCoy, man. I mean, that guy was prolific in his offense. I think Jamal Charles will be fine.
You know, with Shady, when he did touch the ball, he made things happen when he got the ball, the times he did get the ball. But when he didn't get the ball, I mean, it's not much he could have done. I mean, the year before he went over 1,000 yards, and then last year, I don't even think he even touched 1,000 yards, or it was a struggle to get to 1,000
yards.
He got
hurt, though. He actually got hurt last year, didn't he?
For a little bit.
He got hurt the year before. Last year, he was fine. He just didn't have a great year. The year before is when he got hurt first game in the season because he was my first pick in fantasy draft, and I cussed
out
a lot of
people. You never forget that. And the kid came back and still got over 1,000 yards.
Yeah, you know, he had a pretty good year.
He killed the Cowboys, yo.
What, he had like 300 on Cowboys, yo?
He really? Nah, he ain't that much.
I don't know what he had, but he was killing them, though. They couldn't stop him, yo. This dude was cutting, crossing, diving in and out, all types of craziness, yo. He was killing them, yo. But
hey, how's that? Who are you root for?
Whoever's winning.
Damn.
No, Seattle.
How the hell did you become a Seattle fan? How would you start rooting for Seattle? How come there's none of y'all root for Atlanta?
Man. I take some of their players for the fantasy, but not the package. Nah. Roddy White? Yeah.
What about Julio, man? Julio's a beast, although he couldn't find the end zone last year. I think he had like 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, it's all about who they're going to go in the red zone. Who do they go for in the red zone?
Well, Steven Jackson now. That's the answer.
But he's my sleeper fantasy pick. He was my sleeper last year. And then St. Louis didn't give him the rock. And he's a sleeper. Hey, Matty Ice is a beast at QB, yo.
He is. I mean, he's dangerous. I mean, he has Julio. He has Roddy. He has Tony. He has Harry Douglas out of Louisville. I mean, their offense is loaded. Just Michael Turner was at the end last year. Everybody knew it, but, you know, anybody on the outside. But Turner was done. Now that they have Jackson, I think Atlanta's the team.
Let me ask y'all, fellas. Mr. Righteous, I'll go to you first. Best division in football, what you think?
Overall?
Yeah, overall, best division in football.
Man, that's tough, man, because my squad's in the AFC, man. I'm going with the AFC, man.
I'm talking about best division.
The best is AFC, but the toughest is NFC, yo. You got to go through the NFC to win the championship, yo. They're the toughest division, yo.
Well, I'm talking about, okay, then I thought division. I'm talking about like AFC South, North, East, West.
Oh, shit. I don't know, man. I don't know. That's a tough one, man, because, I mean, you don't have that many, like, everybody stinks except for, like, New England. That's about it, man. So I can't really say because everybody pretty much is pretty even in the AFC when it comes to that stuff for New England. Them dudes are some beasts.
What you think, Tony?
I can't call it, yo.
Hands down, NFC South. That's easy. I mean, you got Atlanta, you have the Saints, who got their coach back. They got all their players back. Drew Brees is pissed off, which is scary. And then you have Josh Freeman in the second year of their offense.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's sick. And if you don't
know, but you don't name two teams, though.
What?
You only named two teams in that division. The rest of the division isn't any good.
Okay. Okay, excuse me. The Falcons with Matt Ryan. So that's three out of the four. And then you have Cam Newton, who, yeah, he's not that good, but considering that the Panthers are at the bottom of our conference, they can probably beat at least the number two or the number three in most other conferences, or most other divisions, excuse me.
Oh, hell no. Yo, if Carolina don't get no receivers to help out, they're going to be in the same predicament they in now, man.
Well, if they're smart, they'll realize that they have two of the best running backs in the game if they actually run them more than five times each. And then they have Cam Newton on top of that. So if they actually know how to utilize that, I think they'd be a lot more dangerous. But since they don't know how to use what they have.
Yo, them dudes ain't been nice in like 4 years, yo. They went missing. Them running backs, yo. They came out, both of them, both of them hit 1,000 yards 1 year? And they just
1 year they did. 1 year they did. And then after
fell
that.
Off the face of the earth after that.
They did. They really did. And I don't know why. Because they don't run them. I mean, if you look at their carries, they don't get that many carries each, but their averages are good. They just don't use them right.
So none of y'all's voting for the NFC. Oh, Jose, I forgot to ask you, what you think is the best division in football?
Man, I am. There's only like two teams in each division that kind of like rises to the top as you watch the season. You know, everybody else is battling to get a 500 season. Then you got only two teams in every division that does well. So I can't choose a division that's great. I can't.
Yeah.
You could at least say the NFC West. I mean, go with your Seattle team. You got San Francisco out there and the Cardinals.
Man, if you think it's going to stop politicking and pick a damn division. Yeah, if I had to vote, y'all, I'm gonna surprise all y'all. I think the AFC East is the best division in football. As much as an NFC East fan as I am with my Philadelphia Eagles, but you got the defending champs, Baltimore. You got New England, who's always good. And you, I tell you what, Cincinnati Bengals is gonna be a sleeper this year. Cincinnati looks good. They got a lot. They got a lot of ball players. I understand Cleveland isn't any good. I think they're getting better with Trent Richardson. But, I think those three teams can – I think all three teams can have a chance to make a run at the Super Bowl. That's how I look at it.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Baltimore might not. They defense – I know defense definitely ain't going to be the same. But I don't know, man. I don't see them with the same side.
Ray Lewis stunk. Oh, Ray Lewis stunk. Terrell Suggs is the heart of that defense. As long as he's healthy, though. I mean, I understand Ray Lewis is a murderer. I hope he's not listening and come for me, even though I feel like I could beat him up. But just in case, I don't want no problem. But, yo, Ray wasn't the man on that defense, yo. It's Haloti Ngata and Terrell Suggs, yo. As long as Ray
it's going to be good. But even though he wasn't like the dude, but he was the voice of the team, man. He inspired them dudes to play hard, man.
None of them might listen to that fake ass preacher.
A lot of people do, and then you got to think though too, man. He was the Mike linebacker, so he controlled the whole defense. I mean, you got to have somebody that know what they're doing out there to tell players where they need to be and how they need to be set out there too, man. You know, he's the quarterback of the defense.
I just don't think there's a better combination. I mean, every team in the NFL has its faults. That's why we all love the NFL, because every team, in theory, well, at least like 24 out of the 32 teams has a chance. So every team has its flaws. I'm talking about the best combination of teams in one division. I think it's the AFC East.
And you're going based off of history, man. Tom Brady is really going to have to be a magician because he has nobody to throw to. Unless Tim Tebow goes out there and plays tight end.
Yeah, Tom Brady's never had anybody to throw to. He used to throw to Troy Brown, who was the only man rocking the big jerseys from 1986, and still catching passes. Everybody else had on the nice, tight, sleek jerseys. Troy Brown's sleeves touched his waist, and he made him into a star. You know? Like, that kid Tom Brady.
He only had one premier receiver, and that was Randy Moss. That was it.
Yeah, that was.
And he shattered. And he shattered the record for touchdowns.
That was good.
But then when they couldn't win the Super Bowl, though.
Who else is playing receiver besides Danny Amendola?
Nobody. Let me ask you this. Take Randy Moss out of it because they didn't win the championship. Who receivers did Tom Brady have?
Welker.
They traded him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he did. No, they lost the free agents. They didn't trade him. They got nothing.
But Welker wasn't even considered a great wide receiver.
Yeah, he saw it over.
Yeah, but think about what his whole contract dispute was. They didn't even want to give him no money. They said, we could do without you.
Yo.
Yep. And
don't sleep on Denver,
man.
Yo.
Buff Welker.
Huh?
They got the poor man's Buff Welker. Denver is the team. I mean, that's not fair for them to get Wes Welker. That should be illegal.
It should be illegal. Yeah. Welker and Demaryius Thomas, that's a mean combination.
And Decker on top of that. And then they got a tailback in the draft. I mean, and their defense, I mean, wow. Yes, they lost Elvis Dumervil, but their defense is still stout.
Yeah, his appeal is coming up.
They Dominic Rogers Cromartie at the other corner next to Champ Bailey. That's just stupid.
Yeah, Rogers Cromartie sucks. Fuck him.
Yo, this guy was so nice since he left San Diego, yo. He went down. When he left San Diego, it was over for him, yo. Yo, he can't even read, yo. He can't read.
No, you're talking about his cousin.
Who? No, not
about
Rogers.
Antonio Cromartie.
Yeah, Antonio Cromartie. You know he can't read?
What?
Yo, when they did the whole thing on Florida State, yo, the lady was like, because she got in trouble for so-called taking the test for them dudes. She said dude was on like a second or third grade read level. So how the hell he's getting to college, man? God damn.
Because he's a gangbanger with speed.
Yeah, but he can count over $1 million in his bank account. I can't do that. So.
But all of them, he got a
bank account.
He got like, he got like 30 kids. Yeah, I know, right? And he got like 30 kids, yo.
30 kids.
Yeah, he actually has to work for a living. If he stopped working, he's in trouble.
Mm. I don't know what's wrong with these kids, yo. I know, man. If I'd have made it, yo, and I'd have made all that money, excuse me, honey, I'm about to be ignorant, but I definitely got me a vasectomy, yo. Because ain't no way I'm having nobody's kids, you know. Yo, these kids get taken for all their money, yo.
Stupid.
I would nobody who's going to have their mind, yo.
Who's going to be the outstanding rookies? Who's going to be the outstanding rookies this year?
Jonathan Bain.
It's always a running back. It's never a D-back. It's never a D tackle. It's always a running back who has a breakout year.
He's the only one.
Yeah, man, I don't know, man.
It won't be a tailback this year because that's Lacy.
Yo, Lacy's fat. Yeah, that kid's been at too many. Yeah, that kid got the Green Bay and started eating way too much cheese, yo.
Who?
Because that kid,
Mike McCarthy said he was in shape. Mike McCarthy said he was fine.
Yeah, of course he's going to say he's fine. He's not going to say, yeah, my starting running back is fat now. Like, who's going to say that to the public? Did you see the pictures? The kid,
no.
The kid went crazy.
I saw the pictures.
Let me say double cheeseburgers worth for $1, yo. The kid went crazy, yo. When the 20-piece nugget dropped for $3.99, the kid went crazy, yo.
That's crazy, yo.
I'm gonna go with the honey badger.
Oh my god!
They said he's doing great in Arizona, yo.
They did, and I believe it. That kid is just—he's got something. He doesn't have size, but he's just—he's in the right place at the right time.
It might be.
Yeah,
it might. I don't know, man. I don't know. I wasn't really feeling the draft. On either side, football and basketball, they draft to me. They was,
Well, basketball draft is always going to suck because these kids don't even get developed. That's a whole another subject.
Yeah, the NBA draft is frustrating because half the guys are in, like, Europe. You don't see them for 10 years.
Yep. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that's – I don't know how you fix the basketball draft. Because, like, even, like, my Sixers, they're horrible. We had a top pick the last 5 years. I don't think we got anybody that's good, you know. I feel like I could get drafted to the NBA now and survive, you know.
You could. You could sit on the bench and make $15 million a year. Nobody know your name, and nobody would say a thing to you.
Yeah.
If you're 7 feet tall, you can get paid.
Yeah, man. But to answer Jose's question, I don't know who's going to win Rookie of the Year. Where'd Monty Ball go to?
Monty Ball. Didn't he go to – I thought he went to Denver.
He went to Denver. He did.
Is he in Denver?
So
I think that's fine. Is Willis McGinley still
so
hurt?
Crazy.
Nah, Willis McGinley, adios. Yeah, he's Monty Ball's in Denver.
So Monty Ball's a starter in Denver?
I'm not, I don't know if he's a starter, but he's in Denver. That's where he's at. I mean, he
should. That's what I'm going my rookie of the year. My rookie of the year is that running back out of Denver. Who y'all got? Who you got, Jose?
For what? For running back?
Hey, you better. You sleep. You sleep, man.
Yeah.
You back there lying now, man.
He's going to be Eddie Lacy, y'all.
What rookie do I have? I have no clue. I'm lost in that one. I'm going to have to do my research.
That was your question.
Eddie Lacy, bro.
I don't have a rookie. That's what I'm trying. I'm fishing. I'm trying to get you guys to tell me what to look at.
Tony called that Quinn and tell like, hold on. Say, hold on, how you not do how you gotta do your research? That was your question.
Denard Robinson, yo.
Is he even gonna make the team?
No.
Dude, I'm in Jacksonville. Don't say that. It's not happening. There is no offensive weapon here.
Yo, Marcus Lattimore will make an amazing comeback and be ready for game one, yo.
I hope so, man. No, I hope so.
Nah, hell no. That dude needs to sit out. He needs to sit out.
His problem is that he's still got braids. He need to cut his braids off, yo. That's why he keep getting hurt, because he still got braids, yo. It's 2013, yo.
Yeah, you know what's funny, yo. Yo, what's the name? Charlamagne says that to everybody that come in the studio with braids. You're like, yo, when you want to cut your hair? I'm like, yo, you don't prosper when you got braids. He said, that's why he keep trying to get Pusha T to cut his cornrows.
Oh, yeah.
You don't prosper. The kids don't prosper when you got cornrows, man. You cut your braids off, then you start making money.
Yeah, that seems like it's true. Hey, Tony Jose, yo. Y'all lived in the South for many, many years. How come everybody in the South has dreads when it's hot? Like, how come more people up North don't have dreads when it's a little cooler? Like, ain't it too hot to have dreads?
People don't feel the heat.
It's definitely too hot.
You're just used to it.
I see them walk around, and I ask the brothers about it, and it's just a thug thing, man. It's just their style. I can't understand it. I said, man, so you're just going to keep the braids in your hair until you go bald-headed, huh? It's like, okay.
Yeah. Well, Stevie Wonder got the worst braids in America, yo. Somebody set him up, yo. Somebody set Stevie up, yo. Stevie's an icon, yo. They got him out here looking like a fool, yo. Like, somebody needs to just take a raise, like, give him some Benadryl. Just take a razor, you know, cut it all off. He ain't going to know. He's blind. He ain't going to know.
He don't know when he touches his head. I'm sure he touches his head to fill his hair.
Yeah, I doubt it, yo.
He won't even know it.
Like, it's not like if you snuck, shaved his head, like, he going to swing on you. He can't see you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you ain't got to worry about getting beat up. Like, you try to help him out, yo. You just got to let him go bald, yo. But, yo.
Yeah.
Hey, it's been real talking to y'all. That's the show tonight, Tony Jose, Mr. Righteous. It's been great, man. I catch y'all on Monday. Thanks for joining us.
All right, man.